SA Diary.
Michelle Talliard is one half of the sisters that founded the initiative Made in Everywhere. Their passion is promoting micro entrepreneurs and via the online platform Bespoke Tours as well. Michelle Talliard joining me on the line from Mitchell's Plain. Michelle, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Hi, morning.
So
thanks for the opportunity.
Oh, no, my pleasure. How did you and your sister come up with this marketing initiative?
Well, I've always been passionate about branding, specifically rebranding the townships. In 2013, I had this idea. I always wanted to change the perception, the negative perception that people had of the Cape Flats. And my sister entered the Telkom Innotech Future Makers program in 2015. And she further elaborated on this idea, and that's where we are now.
All right, so what does Made in Everywhere actually do?
Well, we are a marketing and branding agency for micro entrepreneurs, specifically in the art and craft and design sector.
Which means that Africa Milani, for example, is an artist operating out of Guguletu. We pitch our product to you to consider marketing on our behalf using your online platforms, right?
Definitely, exactly that. And specifically, some craft producers, the majority of them, they focus on the creation of the art. So some of them don't really have the experience and the background in marketing. And how do I take my products further? Let's say take it overseas. Hence, we step in and we do that for them.
Part of the challenge in that scenario, by the way, Michelle, is that sometimes there'll be other people who are maximizing the opportunity of being able to buy artwork and craftware from people in Mitchell's Plain and Guguletu and all those areas at a minuscule cost, and then go and sell it overseas in dollars and euros.
Exactly.
And have them be the one collecting the extra profit, as opposed to having the artist and the craft maker being the person who benefits financially from this obviously positive response to their product.
Yes, I know that that's happening on a large scale. So we actually say that craft producers are being exploited in that way. And we want to step in and say, besides promoting the product, we also want to promote the place and the person who makes the product. So that is a big part of our offering.
So you and your sister, do the process, I suppose, of getting the artist and the craft people to the craft producers to do the work. You, I would imagine, also would go through, okay, let's look at the product. This is lovely, but it's not really what we're looking for at the moment. Perhaps if you work a little bit more in developing your product and then come back later, because if I visit your website, I must be assured that the product that you are selling is of a certain quality and satisfaction level.
Spot on, definitely. Because, sometimes, so we would also assist them with that, almost like to refine their product. So they've got a great story, they've got a beautiful product that's got potential, which we like, and we'd perhaps say to them, okay, we can assist you with refining your product. So that is a big part of it, because it's got to be, besides being handmade, it's got to be a product of quality.
Mm.
Yeah, so that is quite important to us.
What I like about your initiative is the fact that you are then highlighting positive stories out of these communities by highlighting those artists and craft producers.
Yes, and also, like I said in the beginning, I've always been passionate about branding and rebranding the Cape Flats, the townships, because it's let's say 20 years ago, or even now, it still has some, it's got a negative perception. So people think, so it's almost like it's difficult to sell something coming from, let's say, Mitchell's Plain, or for a place in the Cape Flats, and let's say selling something from an artist who maybe is based in Hout Bay. It's a little more difficult to sell. So we want to change that and say, almost like besides the negative, there's also positive. There's great stuff being created, or these wonderful places here in Mitchell's Plain, in Khayelitsha. So we want to invite people to come, but there's just that little bit of a struggle. to change that perception.
And hopefully we'll get to a point one day where we can sell ourselves to each other. Where as a Cryptonian, I will first look for products and services that are being produced and made available by my fellow Cryptonians before I start looking outside of the city and this country.
And also just back to the branding part, it's also like, I've always been one to say that Cape Town is more than Table Mountain, Camps Bay. There's also the other side of Cape Town. So like to invite people to come and visit Mitchell's Plain and Khayelitsha. So that's a little bit of a challenge. So how do we invite people? We create, we tell them about the art that's happening in the areas. So that's how we invite people, because people don't want to, when they hear maybe Mitchell's Plain, Khayelitsha, they think, oh my gosh, poverty. We don't want to romanticize poverty. You know, you don't want to be that well-known tour company sitting in a bus and bringing in tourists, but we're just sitting and looking, oh, what's happening here? Actually, nothing much is happening here. So we're not going to get out and engage with the community.
I love
it. That's what we really want to do. We want to invite people to the area by way of, this is what we are, this is our offering.
I love it. Michelle Talia, thank you very much to you and your sister. I've just gone to your website, madeineverywhere.co.za. Already enjoying the product offering that you have. And I'm about to click on bespoke tours to see what sort of tour experiences you have. And I would certainly encourage you to go and visit their website, madeineverywhere.co.za.